Welcome to Podcast Voice Training. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, with Jan Jansen. Hi, Jan. How are you doing today?
Absolutely awesome, Scott.
Great. So today we're going to be talking about intros, introductions, the most important part of any talk you do, the most important part of your podcast. If you're speaking in public in front of people, the introduction is crucial to the success of your talk. Jan, do you want to maybe give us a little, I think we should start with an example of a bad introduction, because we were just sort of talking about that, right? Because when some people will just get into a situation where, have you ever been in a situation where you sit down, you're all excited about what the person's going to be talking about, and three or four words come out of their mouth and you want to leave?
Absolutely, Scott. Matter of fact, the introduction is probably the most critical piece. And it's because our attention spans are so short now. Between surfing the internet, we know that if a website
yes.
takes more than 2 seconds to upload or download or whatever it needs to do, then that's it. We're gone.
We're history.
Okay? We're history. Commercials. Remote control. We flick the channels.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that people's attention span has been now trained to be very, very short, which means that you don't have a ton of time to stay standing up there and winning the hearts of people. You got 3 minutes max, and that's if they've paid to hear you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And a lot of money to hear you. If you're free, then you have about 30 seconds. So you have to be good, and you have to be really good. Okay? So a couple of things that are really important is to get the audience involved immediately.
Okay, so how would you do that?
Well, a couple of ways. One that is used often is an enrolling question.
Okay.
So many times you'll hear a speaker come out, and especially those who have been through some of the training that I know available out here on the West Coast, is like, for example, how many of you want to have more money in your life?
Right.
Okay? So right away you get people engaged. Does it work? Yeah, it can if you're comfortable with it. If you're not comfortable with it, then it's going to sound kind of, again, canned and state and very
right.
cliche. So one of the things that I have found is you need to really be yourself, as we talked about in the very first week. But you also have to know that introduction so well. If there's any part of your talk that I'm going to tell you you need to have memorized and you're going to have practiced a lot is going to be your introduction.
Right.
Because you're going to be the most nervous then.
Yeah. I know when I'm going to be speaking in front of people, I spend the most time replaying in my mind my introduction. And I'll say this part and I'll go, oh, oops, missed that, you know, forgot that part. And I'll just go over it and over it and over
yeah,
it.
For sure. So people need to know the information is important to them.
Right.
I talk about a lot of my material about WFM radio. What's in it for me?
Right.
Because people don't care about you,
yeah.
especially in the beginning. Now, it is important then that you will present yourself as the expert. But for those first 30 seconds to 3 minutes, people are eyeing you up. You
Absolutely.
Are under a microscope, and you need
yep.
to be comfortable with that. You know, if you're a woman, they're going to be looking, what's your makeup like? Is your hair up to date?
Right.
Are you overweight? You know, do your nylons match your shoes? I mean, they critique everything. If you're a man, I'm going to be looking at your tie and seeing if I like it. I've got
right.
you sized up immediately. Is it fair? Absolutely not.
But that's the price you pay when you want to be up front.
Right? Nobody said this was fair. This is just the truth, okay?
Right.
And the other thing that I really notice is that I'm looking for confidence, but not arrogant. I don't want somebody who gets up there and is dogmatic or arrogant or like, I'm the expert and you need to listen to me because I know it all and you don't know anything.
Right.
Okay? And I walked out of a workshop a couple of years ago because the presenter was so dogmatic in his introduction that although I really wanted it, I was so ticked off that I just thought, I don't want to be here. And I
right.
got up and I walked out.
Yeah, that's a crucial part to it. It's connecting with the audience and building that trust. And I know what you mean. Like, I listened to a number of speakers where I just thought, wow, like, I'm not connecting with them. And you do get very judgmental about it.
You
right?
do, right. And the longer that they don't connect with you, the more. All of a sudden I'm noticing that her earrings are really the wrong color, you
right.
know, or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Or she shouldn't be wearing that color eyeshadow. Or my goodness, he hasn't polished his shoes. I mean, then I'm starting to get really critical
right.
because there's not the connection. So one of the things that I've always started with, and I learned from some of the public speaking training that I did, was I say right out front, I have two rules. One is you need to turn off your cell phone. And second of all is don't believe everything I say. Because I can only come from my personal experience and the experience that I've had working with thousands of entrepreneurs.
Right.
But, you know, the only experience that matters to you is your experience.
Exactly, yeah.
So if it feels right, then accept it and use it and utilize it. And if it doesn't, then please feel free to either come and speak with me after or to toss it out and just say that doesn't work for me.
Right.
At the same hand, on the same, you know, this other hand, I really want you to not say, well, I know that. Because that's one of the ways that our mind takes us out.
Right.
So I right away set the stage for people to really know that I'm here for in their best interests. I really want this to work for them because that's who it's all about. It's all about them.
Yeah, that's a key to the whole thing.
Uh-huh. And if they don't feel that, Scott, they're going to disconnect.
And I think part of that too is the people in the audience are extremely aware and they're intelligent. And if you don't really sincerely want to help them, you can't really fake it.
No, they'll pick up on that.
So I think one of the keys is to be very sincere in your desire to impart whatever the information is your topic is about, right?
Right.
And to be enthusiastic about it and to be excited about it, right?
For sure.
And that can be hard sometimes if it's the 1,000th time you've done this particular talk, right?
But every audience is different,
and they haven't heard that story, or you can make a huge impact on their life, and that's what always got me going, right, was, you know, I would get emails from people, you know, a month later, and, you know, when I heard you talk about, because I'm all about blogging and podcasting and internet marketing, right, and it's, when I heard you talking about blogging and podcasting and this, I had nobody coming to my site, and this was bad, and that was bad, and now 2 months later, I've got triple, you know, the traffic that I used to have, and 10 times the sales I used to have, and all these things, and it's just like, you've changed my life, and that makes it all worthwhile.
Totally does. So a couple of other things, Scott, in the introduction. One is that it's a time when you need to take control.
Right.
Because that audience, they can be a little bit sometimes like kids. They're going to push you. They're going to push your buttons, and they're going to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
And I remember walking into a workshop I was doing in Calgary, and it was really funny because I'd done this workshop a lot in Vancouver. So I was very used to an audience where I had the fans,
right,
and I had people that were used to me and that loved me, and they were coming back, and it was great. Well, now I walked into a city that didn't know me, and so I stood up and I began with my unrolling questions, and nobody put up their hand.
Oh.
So now I have a choice as a speaker: do I let them get away with it,
right,
or do I call them on it right from the beginning? Because if you let them, like the kid, if you let them get away with it the first time, they'll take you to the cleaners.
I know what I would do. I'd be calling them on it.
I called them on it.
Yeah.
I did. And I stopped and I said, hang on a second here. In Vancouver, when I ask a question, I get an answer. And I know that here in Calgary, you can do the same. And I went back and I re-asked those questions. Well, it was pretty funny because they all kind of stared at me like, who does she think she is, right? But an hour and a half later, I had that audience playing the beehive game, jumping on chairs, screaming, kicking their shoes off, hollering and yelling. And I had to laugh because I don't know if I would have had such a great finale to the workshop if I hadn't been just as tough on them in the beginning.
Yes.
But they knew I was there. They were going to do it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I was on stage once in front of about 400 people, and I asked a couple questions and I got no response, and I looked at them and I said, you don't want to listen to me and find out how to be like number one in Google, do you? They go, yeah, but I don't think you do. And I started walking off the stage, and they were just an uproar. Mm-hmm. No, no. I said, okay, let's try this again.
Yes.
And after that, they were right there.
Yeah.
Right?
So. And that's a tough one for particularly a new speaker.
Yes.
Because it's like they're looking, and they're going, oh, my God. Nobody's put up their hand, or nobody's responded.
Yeah.
Or you'll get three people who will go, yeah. And you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. Yeah. So if you really want them to be enthusiastic and have it be a participatory audience, then you need to train them to do that.
That's
because
right.
They are used to being very passive. Well, a passive audience does not remember. They don't get involved. You don't stick it in their mind. If you got them up doing stuff and sharing and doing high fives and massaging each other's yeah. necks and doing all sorts of things, which, you know, is what I do in my workshops, then they don't forget you.
No, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. So how long should the intros be, Jen?
Well, it depends. It really does.
You mean there's no, like, set in stone number of seconds?
There isn't. However, there is a rule of thumb, and
okay.
it is appropriate to the length of your talk. So, for example, when I've done a 5-day workshop with someone, their introduction took a whole morning because they were really setting the stage for the next 4.5 days.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
4.5 grueling days of some pretty heavy physical challenges. And so there was a lot of preparatory work that needed to be done with the audience to get us to the point where we're going to be willing to jump off the cliffs and walk on fire. Okay?
Right. Right.
So that was appropriate then to the length. On the other hand, if you've only got 30 minutes, you cannot take 25 minutes of that to be an introduction.
Absolutely.
So it needs to be about 5 minutes in that case. So just look at your talk, how much time you've got, and then allocate it and make sure that you really do have a demarcation in your notes as to where you're now going from introduction, which is about establishing the interest, the topic, and establishing yourself also as the expert.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell my entrepreneurs that I work with, they really need to have what I call your ETR down pat, your earn the right.
Okay. Right.
Okay? Because if somebody's going to stand up there, for example, and teach me about using your example about real estate, well, I want to know that they've bought real estate.
And made some money.
And made some money on
yeah.
it, okay?
I bought lots of real estate and the prices always went down and I lost money, but I'm going to show you how to do it.
That's right, okay? So, for example, when I'm up on stage as an entrepreneur, I start with, you know, is it okay if I tell you a little bit about my background as an entrepreneur? I ask for that permission.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say yes, because they obviously want to know who you are and what you bring to the table.
Right.
And so then I'll tell them that I became an entrepreneur at 19. I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. I'll tell them some of my highlights. I'll give them some food for thought so that they know that I'm very, very credible.
Right.
Okay. This isn't a long, drawn-out story.
Right.
This is, depending on how much time I have again, it'll probably be about a minute. But I've condensed everything so people have no doubt in their mind when they listen to me that I do know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay? That gives them comfort because, again, we're building a circle of trust. We mentioned
Absolutely.
That last week, right?
Yeah.
We're building that circle of trust where they now know that you know, they now go, okay, I'll listen to her and I may even buy from her.
Yeah.
Okay? Because she does know what she's talking about. So that's what I need to be able to cover in that introduction.
So now, is there anything else we should make sure is in our introduction?
That it's appropriate to your audience.
Okay.
Okay? So, for example, if I'm going out to speak on entrepreneurship to a group of businesswomen that already have established businesses but now want to take it, that business from another to another level. So maybe they're earning $30,000 to $50,000 a year and they now want to take it to $50,000 to $100,000. I'm going to be able to use language and illustrations that fit that audience. Now, if I'm asked to go speak at a high school on career day about entrepreneurship
right.
to a group of grade 12 students.
Totally different.
Totally different, okay? So I'm still going to have to earn the right. They still going to need to know that I didn't just fall off the cabbage truck last week as far
right.
as entrepreneurship goes,
right.
that I am a qualified entrepreneur. But they're also going to then have very different questions, and I'm going to be dealing with it from a very different standpoint. So it just simply needs to be appropriate to your audience.
Yeah, so know who it is you're going to be speaking to.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. So those are some of the main things is you really want to have this down pat. Your introduction is critical. You do not have time to make mistakes. So you better
Absolutely.
Have this you better have this down really, really well. If something happened in the middle of your introduction, like a fire alarm went off or something happened, would you be able to start where you picked or where you
right.
left off, would you be able to pick up there? You need to be in control right from the beginning without being arrogant or dogmatic. And then it needs to be appropriate to the length and appropriate to the audience.
And practiced.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
And remember that it's all about them.
Yes.
What's in it for me? Yeah. If that's one thing I stress all the time is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Because that's what people care about.
Yeah, I have to answer that question
for
sure.
Yeah.
Great. So this brings us to the end of another really awesome podcast, in my humble opinion, and I am a little bit prejudiced in this, but thank you, Jan. That's
been great
information.
So next week we're going to talk about the other really important part of your talk, and that's the conclusion.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so the beginning and the end. Yeah, I did a lot of talking for one. It was the world's largest one-day business seminar company. They did 30,000 one-day business seminars a year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like that's how big these people were. Had 400 instructors. And they, in order to work for them, you had to actually pass a three-day seminar that they would put on. And all we did was work on the first 15 minutes of the day and the last 10 minutes of the day. We didn't work on anything in between. It was quite an amazing experience. So that's great, because I'm really happy. We've done the introductions, and now next time we're going to talk about the conclusions.
Yeah.
And very, very important part of the talk, for sure.
It is.
Great. Well, this is Scott Patton and Jan Jansen from Podcast Voice Training. And Jan, can you let everybody know your website?
It's www.janjansen.com, JanJanzen.com.
Great. And my website, if you're interested in doing your own podcasts, is podcasting-unleashed.com. And if you go to both our sites, you'll be able to sign up for our free newsletters and be kept up to date on all the things that we're up to.
Absolutely. I've got lots of resources and tools for entrepreneurs on my website, Scott, so feel free to go and browse.
All right. Thanks, Jan.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.